morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship on this, the second Sunday of Christmas. A special welcome to those who might be visiting with us. If you are, we're glad to have you here. I have several short announcements before we begin. First of all, we're working on our directory for 2020. So Mabel has instructed me that this one will start with the choir and move down this side, and this one will start over here and move down this side, and then I assume you will switch it, right? And or not? Just this side and this side, right? Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. So that side does that one, this side does that one, and don't walk home with those because we'll need them back, right? For our Norsey offering today, we will be collecting money for Papua New Guinea to help the Pastor Deong's children to go to school. So we've committed to help with $500 towards that ministry. So we will receive that in Norsey offering today, and probably for the next 3, maybe 4 months until we reach the $500 commitment mark. At that point, the Stewardship of Life Committee will make a decision on the rest of the Norsey offerings throughout the year. This one will be our global mission, and then we'll be looking at what we're going to be doing through the ELCA on a national or state level, and then we'll finish out the year by doing something with our Norsey offering at a local level. So just wanted to let you know that we begin with our global effort to helping Pastor Young's family go to school in Papua New Guinea. And thank you for your generosity in that. As far as prayer concerns go, Ann King, please keep Ann in your prayers. Ann had to be hospitalized for pneumonia. They're also doing some other tests for her, but please keep Ann in your prayers. Brooke and Justin's little baby boy, Bryson, was moved to UVA. He's doing much better now. He was having some breathing difficulty, and that was because of development of some things within him. So things are going much better. He's starting to eat a little bit now, which is a blessing. When I was over there the other day, she was actually holding him, and she hadn't been able to do that for a while. So thank you for your prayers for them, and I believe we've set up something to help with meals. Who was doing that? Was that Diane? Did you start that? Nope. Okay. Started by a friend, but Melanie, can people talk to you if they need to figure out how to do that, or? Yeah? Okay. Okay.
If you go and you just click on the link, it will take you right to their site now.
Okay.
You don't have a password or anything.
All right.
It's on the prayer chain, and it does work.
It's on the prayer chain. Okay. Thank you. Other prayer concerns this morning? If not at this time, I would like to do our installation of our new council. I'd like all of the council members that are present to come on up, and that would also be our elected folks in Welka. If you would like to come up, and we'll do the installation for that at this time.
And committee
chairpersons. And committee chairpersons. Yes, thank you. Wow, this is a good group of people. Thank you for all you do and all your faithful work. The following people have been called to positions of leadership here at Salem Lutheran. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We rejoice now that these sisters and brothers will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. You have been called to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith, active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been called? If so, please answer, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will, and I ask God to help me.
People of God, I ask you, will you support these leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all the baptized? If so, please answer, we will, and we ask God to help us. We will, and we ask God to help us. I now declare you installed as officers of WELCA, council members, and chairpersons of this congregation. Almighty God bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. Let's turn around and let's give them a hand for all they do. Thank you. invite you to please stand and turn towards the cross as we begin with confession and forgiveness. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come and join me up here. How's everybody today? Did you have a good New Year?
Yeah,
it's a new year.
My pawpaw has a cold.
Your pawpaw has a cold?
Today.
Oh, okay. That's not a good way to start the new year, is it, with a cold? No. All right. Harrison, did you bring this today?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we have. I don't know what this is, but it looks crazy. Huh? Oh, this is a weapon. Huh? Did you bring a weapon?
No.
Let's see.
I mean, it would hurt.
It would hurt? Yep. Let's see. I'm guessing you set that on the floor? So these are like rockets? Huh. Is our property team in here? Okay, I'm going to... Okay. Don't do it right above a light thing. Okay. Oh, everybody wants to do this, don't they? Okay, go ahead, Harrison. It's your toy. You know, somebody's going to say, "How'd you put out your eye?" Well, we were at church. Okay, well, okay, let's talk about this for a minute, because that's a pretty neat toy, isn't it? Yep. So how is this toy...
It's mine.
Oh, it's yours. Okay. Okay. How does this remind you of God? Any ideas? This rocket launcher?
It made people so they could make this toy for kids to play with.
Okay, so God gave people brains... The knowledge to make this stuff? Okay. Okay, what else? What else? Any ideas? Okay, so God gives us ideas. I like this. God gives us ideas of things to make and things to do. Okay, so what kind of ideas may God give us for this new year? What are some good ideas God might give us? Something good. I like that. So what are some good ideas that God would give us throughout this year? Things we could do that were good for other people.
Toys.
Okay. What's another option?
Love.
Love. Thank you for that one. So you know what we're going to do like right now? We're taking up the noisy offering. And that noisy offering is going to help this pastor, this pastor's children in Papua New Guinea who can't afford to go to school. Right? And that's kind of like, it's huge. Like I said, it's huge. Right? It's huge being able to do that. So noisy offering is a good idea, doing good things for other people. Okay, we're going to do this one more time, okay?
No.
Yeah, it's his toy. Yeah, go ahead, man. Watch your head. Okay, let's have a prayer. Let's have a prayer. Come on in. Lord, we thank you for this new year, for giving people the creative minds to make rocket launchers and stuff. And thank you for this church and these children and all that we're doing to help someone on the other side of the world. Be with us throughout the year to find new ways to, with new ideas, to be in loving ministry to each other. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's get our noisy offering buckets.
I'm starving.
The first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 through 14. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now to read responsively from Psalm 147. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes.
God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold?
The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him. In love, he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.'" From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law, indeed, was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So Happy New Year. Raise your hand if you ate your black-eyed peas and greens on Wednesday. Really? Thursday? Nah. Okay, raise your hand if you made a New Year's resolution. Y'all are really not into this New Year's thing, are you? You're really not. Listen to how the church begins the new year. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. this is John's Christmas story. There are no angels, no shepherds or mangers. There are no pregnant virgins. John's message is that Jesus was with God from the very beginning, and then he became flesh and lived among us. You see, in Matthew and Luke, we hear about the birth of Christ, but in John, we hear why this birth matters. Jesus is the light of the world, and the darkness did not overcome it. So I'm sorry I wasn't with you last week for your festival of lessons and carols. I heard it was great. Okay, let's be honest. I'm not real sorry that I missed it. But I did miss all of those carols. And so since this is the last Sunday in the season of Christmas, I decided today that I would share with you my favorite Christmas carol of all time. That's right, I'm going to sing it for you. At the end of each verse, I want you to echo and join with me. I'll do this, like a choir director, okay? I think you'll know it. Maybe. Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite." Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea." Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold." Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light." All right. So, three things I like about this Christmas carol. One, it has a catchy tune. I just like it. But two is the movement. It goes from a night wind to a little lamb, to a shepherd boy, to a king, and then to people everywhere. You see, the news of a Savior is spreading. The third thing I like about this Christmas carol is that I feel like it's open-ended. At the conclusion of the song, I think the ball is really in our court. Listen to what I say, people everywhere. He will bring us goodness and light. And so knowing this, how will we respond? You see, people everywhere, it's our turn to be reflections of that goodness and light and to always point back to Christ. So how are we participating in the movement of the good news, of the Word that became flesh and lived among us? How are we spreading the gospel message that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome it? How are we doing that? Well, let me share with you a little story. About 2 weeks ago, we took the story of Christmas from Salem and we took it on the road. Many of you were there. We went to Valley Mission, where the story of Christmas was heard. Carols were sung, and children from this congregation joined with children who were living at the mission to dress up and act out the whole story. So prior to beginning, we had adult helpers, and they were getting the children all dressed up in their costumes. And what I found out is we had plenty of angels. Everybody wanted to be an angel. We had our three magi, so we were set. We had some animals, we had a shepherd, we had a Mary, and we had a Joseph. We were good. The only thing was we didn't have a star. So I tried talking to some of our angels about our predicament, but they were really determined to stay angels. You know, once you put on the wings, you don't want to take them off again, which was fine. But we really needed a star. Otherwise, the Magi would have no idea where to go or what to follow. They'd be clueless Magi. So I went back into the cafeteria where everyone was trying to find a seat, and there was a young man sitting in there, probably a teenager, with a basketball in his hands. And I tried asking him earlier in the day if he would join us in the play, and he really wasn't that interested. So I went over this time, and I went up to him, and I had desperation in my voice. I told him that we really needed a star. That without a star, we can't do this. That without a star, the whole thing's going to fall apart. I peered into that young man's eyes and I said, "We need you, man." And so he agreed. He said, "Yeah, I'll do it." So he went and he put on a large yellow outfit and came out with his arms outstretched, just like I asked him to. Now get this. I did not tell him to do anything else other than this. That's all you got to do. I simply asked him to walk out and stretch out his arms and be a star. But that boy, he smiled the entire time. And it wasn't some little smirky smile like, "I can't believe I've been talked into doing this." It was a genuine smile that lit up the room. It was a smile that said, "A Savior is born, and I am here to show the entire world." Today, a new year is upon us. And maybe the best resolution we can make is to actually be God's people everywhere. Maybe the best resolution we can make is to be more like that young man at Valley Mission, to be smiling stars. Do you hear what I hear? That Jesus is the light of the world. Do you see what I see? That the light actually does shine in the darkness. Do you know what I know? That the darkness did not and will not overcome it. I don't know what 2020 will bring for you. Whatever darkness you might find, or whatever darkness might find you, that light will be there. And I pray that we can be reflections of that light wherever this new year takes us. May God be with us. Amen. Trusting in God's promises, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic.
gathered with all who seek the Christ child. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Holy God, you make your presence known to the church in every land. Give us a desire and will to support the diverse work of the church throughout the world. Hear us, O God. Generous Creator, in you all things came into being, and without you not one thing exists. We praise you for the snow and rain that water the earth. Move us to care for the well-being of the work of your hands. Hear us, O God. Savior of the nations, you gather in your care people of every age and ability, from lands near and far. Inspire the leaders of the nations to work for peace within their countries and in all the world. Hear us, O God. Saving God, provide for your people who begin this new year in need. Grant shelter to those who are homeless, comfort to all who are lonely, and a strong sense of your presence to those who are sick, especially Madeline, Janice, Ruth Ann, Sharon, Ellen and Melvin, Joyce, Parker, Bill, Jane, Margie, Bill, Betty, Pam, Jesse, Dee, Barry, Bryson, and Ann. And now anyone else that we name silently or aloud. Hear us, O God. Word of truth, your good news of salvation is proclaimed among us. Bless all who proclaim your word in this community, especially teachers, pastors, deacons, musicians, and lectors. Hear us, O God. Gracious One, your light shines in the darkness, and it is not overcome. We thank you for the witnesses who have testified to your light. May their lives continue to inspire us. Hear us, O God. Into your gracious hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share that peace with one another.
creation. All you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
tickets for anyone who's interested in tickets for this Friday night and Saturday, the Dessert Theater at Pleasant View Lutheran Church. I'm sorry, I've got a cough lozenger and I can't talk, I can't breathe. Also, on Saturday afternoon, it is our responsibility to provide the desserts. So anybody that's interested in helping out with that, either to provide a dessert or make a contribution so I can purchase the ingredients to buy some extra desserts or make some extra desserts, please see me for that too. Thank you.
Just along with that, remember that this coming Friday night, we do have our Epiphany bonfire here at Salem. That's at 6:30. So feel free to bring your Christmas tree to burn. Or if you have things you want to roast, like hot dogs, marshmallows, I prefer the banana moon pies. So whatever you want to bring, you're welcome to do that. We'll ring in the new year with prayer. So we've got the play, we've got the bonfire, so you can join us for some of those events.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.